On the first Valentine's Day my wife and I spent together, I showed up with a box of high-dollar chocolates, and I was golden. Now, I naively thought that that same gift year after year would yield the same results. Now, my wife never said a word or expressed anything but gratitude, but I could sense after 2 or 3 years that it was time to come up with something new. Somewhere in the world, there might even be a woman who's tired of diamonds every 14th of February. Predictability is usually not an ingredient in the recipe for passion, but spontaneity and surprise certainly are. As parents of small children, we've put spontaneity on the back burner for a few years. There's just something about the responsibilities to care and feed children that makes impromptu weekends to veil a near impossibility. So, with constraints on both time and money, we settle for small surprises on Valentine's Day, for now. If you're in the same boat as we are, here are a few culinary-related ideas that might bring some element of surprise to your Valentine's Day celebrations. Get a bottle of wine you know your partner will love. Even if you don't know much about wine, you can go to a good wine shop armed with what you do know and get help in picking out the perfect bottle. If you know the general kinds of wine he or she likes to drink, maybe sweet whites or bold reds, tell the wine shop associate and let them pick out something for you. Tip number two, eat out even when you have to dine in. Did you know that there are more choices for takeout than just pizza and Chinese? If you can't eat out on the big day because of childcare issues or some other reason, consider getting takeout from your favorite dine-in restaurant. Even the finest restaurants will usually accommodate a takeout request. So call ahead and make the arrangements, then feed the kids the mac and cheese, put them to bed, and then dine like the carefree couple you once were. Next, resurrect the ghosts of Valentine's Day past. Years ago, for a special occasion, I made a phone call to a restaurant in a city where we once lived, and I begged for the recipe of a dessert my wife loved. Since we were 600 miles away and we were once good customers, they agreed. I then took the cake recipe to a local baker and asked them to bake the special cake. The whole thing cost me less than $30, and the look on my wife's face was priceless when she realized what she was tasting. So if there's a favorite dessert in your partner's past, try and resurrect it for Valentine's Day. Next, turn up the endorphins to 11. Sure, chocolate tastes good, but it also makes us feel good. Chocolate triggers the body's endorphins, an opium-like chemical that makes us feel happy. The heat from peppers can also produce this natural high. Combining the two can be a recipe for romance. I like to combine chili oil with chocolate in lots of creative ways. One of the simplest and most delicious is to melt some high-quality bittersweet or semi-sweet chocolate over slices of toasted French bread and then drizzle it with a bit of chili oil. Making your own chili oil is easy. You put a cup of extra virgin olive oil and 2 teaspoons of red pepper flakes in a small saucepan and then heat it up to 185 degrees. Let it cool, then filter out the pepper flakes. Now, you can find the recipe on the website. When combined with chocolate, the chili brings out new flavors in the chocolate and provides a surprising back-of-the-throat heat. Whether your love is new or not so new, hopefully one of these ideas will help to keep things interesting. Oh, and guys, remember what I said about the woman somewhere who's tired of diamonds? Chances are that's not the case with yours.